myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days and the warm sacred nights. And I think to myself, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was all things, came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
As I shared with you, it's been 1 year. I came last year, the first Sunday was on your Jazz Sunday, and what was such a wonderful surprise is to see the Fulton Street Jazz Band here. We began doing hymnals in Nevada City in around 2007. So on my first day here to see good old friends as well as new was a wonderful blessing. And now the second year in a row to celebrate that is also wonderful. We also remember in our prayers Bob Ringwald. We remember him today. He's had some very bad health during the last year, some bad bouts, but it was shared with me today that he is actually improving, gaining strength, and God willing, on his way to greater health. Amen?
Amen.
And so before we go on, though, just a clap offering of thank you for Fulton Street being here today with us. Also, we celebrate that on Jazz Sunday, I preach the shortest sermon of the year. Rousing amen. Today, we celebrate independence and freedom. We celebrate the stories of 1776. 56 members of the Continental Congress gathered that day in Independence Hall. They all knew that before leaving that building, each one of them would take up John Hancock's quill pen and sign their names so legibly that even the king could read them. They had no illusion about what they were undertaking. It was called treason. Now, one of New Jersey's representatives, the Reverend John Witherspoon, and he was the only active member of the clergy to sign the document. And if you'll notice here on the overhead, of the four men you see seated there towards the back, facing this way, the second one from your right, the rather rotund, gray-haired old fellow, is that Scottish Presbyterian. Amen? And be careful now. Anyway, Reverend John Witherspoon had this to say, and I quote, he said, "For my own part, of property I have some, of reputation more. That reputation is staked. That property is pledged upon the issue of this contest. And although these gray hairs must soon descend into the sepulcher, I would infinitely rather that they descend hither by the hand of an executioner than desert at this crisis the sacred cause of my country." The stakes were indeed high. As they said, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor was at stake. And before that Revolutionary War was over, more than a few of the signers were called upon to deliver on that promise. However, today we need to acknowledge we celebrate more than the 240 years of our existence, the 242. But what we celebrate today as well is the crawl of human destiny that has spanned 3,400 years. 2,700 years ago, when the Jewish people recalled their history and the narrative of slavery in Egypt and their exodus to freedom, when they spoke that and reminded us of that, we hear that this experience that we're now having, as in a way this crown of Western civilization, did not start just 242 years ago, but started when a people were inspired by the one Creator God who found themselves in slavery in Egypt, in slavery unto Pharaoh, was led to liberation and new life. The prophets also called, because in this new religion that was being burst upon the Middle Eastern cultures, this religion was different. Where the religion of Egypt was concerned with pharaohs and kings and rulers and pillars of power, this narrative of serving and worshiping one creating God for the first time on the planet, the prophets voiced their concern for the poor, the weak, the downtrodden. And the prophets in that law also called that no one was above the law. That under this law inspired by the creating and creative God, that this law applied to king and carpenter alike. Can I get an amen? And in the fullness of time, as like all people, we were losing our way, God in the person of Jesus the Christ came into our midst. The wisdom of God made flesh for humanity came to us and showed us that the way to abundant life was through this message and path that he shared among us and with us. Jesus said to us, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And by way, he means that those who live their lives by love and vulnerability and sacrifice, by love, the ability to pour ourselves out in devotion to this God and in service of one another. Invulnerability does not mean to be a doormat, but that we are transparent as seen by each other and seen before God. We are called to rip the fig leaves of our hypocrisy and illusion off. And by sacrifice, a word it seems we have all too often forgotten, that we are here today because we stand on the shoulders of giants, who was willing to put the promises of Christ and the longings of God at the center of their universe and revolved around that rather than putting themselves in the center of the universe and expecting God and everything else to revolve around them. Not only was Jesus the way, but also Jesus lifts up to us that great truth. And Jesus' truth that he taught on over and over again was that where you take human tribalism and the ideology of scarcity and scapegoating, you will always result in human struggle and human blood and sweat and tears and suffering. Jesus taught over and again that this tendency of scarcity, tribalism, scapegoating will be our undoing. Amen? Jesus was definitely against it. Amen? So as Jesus says, you live the way, which is love and vulnerability and sacrifice. You reject tribalism and the ideology of scarcity and scapegoating and realize that we are all in this together. In our climb towards our destiny, which is within each one of us, God has breathed into us the very Spirit of God. Christ has breathed into us that creating and creative spirit. And in that place deep within us, where the human spirit and the spirit of God collides, what rises from that is not only a great peace that the world does not give us, nor can it take it away, but also what arises within us is this unquenchable longing for freedom and justice. We say in the scriptures, for freedom Christ has set us free. We love that part of the verse, don't we? Amen? The second half of that verse says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And we are part of that struggle. We are a part of that spirit-guided, spirit-aided force in this world. Abraham Lincoln said in one of his, my favorite quotes, when talking about the human journey, he said, it is the eternal struggle between these two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world. They are the two principles that have stood face to face from the beginning of time and will continue to struggle. So that's our call. That's what's before us. And it matters not that each step is small, each candle may be just one flame. But as we combine that and our service and love of one another, guided by the Holy Spirit, we can make differences in our world. I'm reminded of the documentary that was made about St. Nicholas's Church that was in Leipzig. In that church, for 40 years, they prayed for freedom until the collapse of the Berlin Wall. That prayer meeting at St. Nicholas Church crescendoed over the years until the night of October 8th, 1989, when 70,000 people filled the streets with candles and prayers. And in the documentary, the person who was chief of security admitted that he was tempted to use force upon them. In fact, he said he desired to use force upon them. But he said he could only look out his window, paralyzed, and stare at the crowds. He said, we were prepared for anything except candles and prayers. You hear what I'm saying? Every bit counts. Every step counts. Every single candlelight counts. Do not be dismayed, but answer that call. Step by step. Inch by inch. Jim Wallace, and I conclude, reminded us, he said, it is time to heed the words of the prophet Amos. Let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. And I call today that we let freedom and justice roll into the streets of oppression and hopelessness, but also into the avenues of luxury and fear. Let peace and justice and freedom roll into the ghettos and the barrios and the squatter camps, but also to the affluent suburbs of comfort and indifference. Let freedom and justice roll into a church made lukewarm by its conformity and isolated by its lack of compassion. Let freedom and justice roll and set free all the captives, those under bondage to poverty's chains, and those under bondage to money's desires. Let freedom and justice roll, and let faith come alive again in all of those whose eyes long to see a new day. Thus ends the message. Thanks be to God. We give you thanks for this offering of your people. Remember and bless those who have made this offering. And remember and bless the offering itself, that it may be used to promote your peace and goodwill among all peoples, nations, races, and faiths upon the earth.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day, and may God bless you.